place that they need to haul it off, and it's like, okay, you've got a hole back there, so, you know, they've been helping us with some of the work, but basically, they just come in and go back to that area, dump it, and then every once in a while, they send a dozer so that it levels it out.
That's how we get a good footing on that type of fill?
Yeah, I think so. You know, pretty much all that's going back in there is crushed concrete anyway. So when we get back to the point where we're needing to pour a pad or pour something like that, we're going to have literally either a rock or a concrete base already.
Gary, do you plan on doing illumination on the others like you've done on the present one?
Yes. Yes.
Any other?
Was there an extension to your question that you were asking?
No, I'm just curious if he was going to illuminate. I like it.
Well, I mean, the one nice thing about it is that we get an awful lot of people, the one thing the locals that say is that I always know where my house is now.
I don't have to
get off on, you know, 160 going one way or the other, and I never miss my exit. You know?
I don't have to have a yard light.
Yeah,
point those extra directions towards his house.
It was very, very bright when it started, and we did adjust the lights and shift some things around. So,
any other questions for the applicant? Any discussion amongst the Planning Commission? Are we to the point anyone is comfortable with a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
We'll generate that decision of record. Marla will send you a copy of it. You should receive in the next few days. And then we'll have the original in the office that needs to be notarized and recorded.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Next up for public hearing and final vote, we've got Woodstone SP Project LLC, proposed plat for Thunder Ridge Estates Phase 3, Branson.
Woodstone SP Project LLC seeking Planning Commission approval of the preliminary plat for Phase 3 of Thunder Ridge Estates. So I am going to change this a little bit. So this is the original plat. On September 18th, 2006, the Planning Commission approved a request by Dave Everett to develop a residential subdivision. It's Division 3 Permit 0648. The approval was for 27.06 acres to include 43 residential single-family home lots, 17 duplexes platted into condominium-style units, which is the location where Phase 3 preliminary plat is proposed. With permit 0648 having been approved, this application is for the review and approval of the Phase 3 preliminary plat for residential lots that was not presented in the original permit approval. So if everyone looks up here, this section's already platted, recorded, homes are built there. There is a duplex here and a duplex here, but this is the area that you guys are going to look at this preliminary plat that's presented to you tonight. So then on November the 20th, 2013, the Board of Adjustment approved a request by 7M Holdings, LLC, a variance from the right-of-way width table to allow future road right-of-ways in Phase 3 or any other phases to be platted at 30 feet rather than 50. June 17, 2015, the Board of Adjustment approved a request by 7M Holding LLC, a variance from the road surface width section of the Taney County Road Standards for the existing roadways and also the roads which have yet to be completed within the remaining unplatted portion of Thunder Ridge Estates to be built at 25 feet from curb to curb. And then on December 16th, 2020, the Board of Adjustment approved a request by 7M Holding LLC, a variance from the Taney County Road Standards minimum right-of-way width for local residential streets to allow the section platted as an easement over the two platted duplex lots to be shown on a plat, which is presented tonight, as an easement and not a right-of-way. So the applicant has submitted a preliminary plat of Thunder Ridge Estates Phase 3 subdivision for 18 proposed lots. As per the assessor's information, the subject property is approximately 17.3 acres in size. Properties to the east, west, north, and south are residential lots. The proposed lots will be served by Public Water District Number 3 for water, City of Branson for wastewater. So if the Taney County Planning Commission would approve Division 3 Permit 2102, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the applicable provisions of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations, Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the Taney County Road Standards, not to include the variances. Two, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that includes plans for the following: sediment and erosion control plans, stormwater management, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbance over 1 acre, utility easements, building line setbacks, improvements with the scale of building, streets, on-site parking, and utilities, and then a compliance letter from the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. So this is Bee Creek Road. This is where Reinhardt in Bee Creek. Does everybody know where we are? 65 Highway. I can go to the beacon and we can zoom in and out. And here you see the two platted duplex lots. So the area to be platted is down in this location. There's the plat for phase one, recorded in 2007, and here's the proposed plat. Here's your two duplex lots. I've reviewed this. Each lot meets the 70 feet road frontage requirement. Each lot has the amount of square footage needed per the subdivision regulations. This area is shown as an easement through the duplex lots and then as a 30 foot road right of way with a hammerhead at the end. So with that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
With our current road standards, the minimum is 50.
They have a variance.
Plus, it's going to be an easement.
Is the applicant here to add some color to that? Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Kirk Ashlock, representing Woodstone SP Project on this. To answer your question, as far as the variance on the easement, is that what you were asking?
Yes.
As far as the, so the when we purchased this property, along making sure, trying to make sure that we had all of the variances and everything that were in place, and the reason being is because all of the infrastructure was already in place, all of the stormwater inlet, drop inlet boxes, all of the water, sewer, electrical, everything was already in place, and it was put in, according to my knowledge, it was put in with that variance accepted. So as far as the easement, from what I understand, and I'm not sure how this all went down because this was before we purchased it, that the two duplexes were in there. The 7M Holdings granted them an easement to get from this area right here around to have access to these two lots that were here. And then I don't know exactly what what happened with that. But they had to turn around, and I guess they, when they granted them the easement, it granted an easement, and the easement went all the way across. It made their lots, their actual lot lines went all the way across the road, which means they would have had the utilities and everything on their lots. So that's why they went back, and then got the easement to go, you know, I guess you want to say an easement through their lot to continue the road to go on to access the rest of phase three. So, but yes, they are, the variance was, I guess ran with the property purchase, and that's to answer your question, I guess, if it does.
So you guys own the easement?
We own the easement? I'm not exactly to answer your question, I don't know exactly how that's worded.
We'll have to have an easement for their lot across that road.
Okay.
If they buy the lot, you're going to have to make sure they've got an easement for their...
So is it the roadway an access easement across the property, or is it a road, county road?
No.
It's an access easement. So they're responsible for it.
Somebody is. That's what I was asking.
So the answer, I don't actually have that answer to your question, how it's actually worded. I would have to look and see how it was actually worded when they put the easement in place. Was that back, you said back in December?
Doug, those two lots, Travis and I have looked at that. They were platted and recorded meets and bounds. Within that meets and bounds description, they said all of lot, whatever those numbers are, they're not even on there, except the part taken by the road. After that fact, 7M had to give them access through his property here with an easement, which I have looked at. In turn, the duplex people gave him easement through their property as a separate document. But on their deeds, which is confusing, their deeds run to there on that, but it says except for the road. Is that curb to curb? Asphalt only? That's why I had them put a 30-foot easement per that easement that was granted here and here. It's a trade-off. They got access to those duplexes from him, and he got access through their duplex lots to the rest of his property.
Okay. They got access to the duplex lots.
They do.
Okay, but then the duplex lots then own those easements.
They own it, correct,
okay,
except for the...
Who's going to protect the interest of the other people as far as getting to their house? Who's going to grant them an easement?
There's an easement here,
yes,
that was given to 7M that I remember reading.
But what about the lots that they planted on the other side of the road?
Here?
Yes.
Well, those are not platted yet, but...
Well, that's what the preliminary plan.
That's what
mm-hmm. Right here.
Well, I just think that you need to get everybody to check that out. As far
okay.
as he's concerned, who's going to keep it and all that.
Well, from what I understood, that they put that easement into place, and that was, I mean, because of the fact that it was, you know, the way that it was worded, I've talked with Eddie Wolf when he put the easement together and submitted it, that easement was actually part, I mean, it was part of the road, and the way that the wording was in there is where it talks about the actual road, you know, all except for the road area and the road being established, it was in there. That basic easement went over the road, and it actually words the word, you know, the word road in there, so that roadbed is existing as it, you know, as it sits, so.
I understand that. Still somebody's got to own that road. And right now, what I'm understanding is the duplexes own that road. You got an easement off of them. That doesn't grant the easement to everybody else. Is that right, Eric?
I can help here. On behalf of 7M, I've prepared an easement for the duplex owners to sign that allowed this to go forward and gave their consent to the street in front of their house becoming used as a subdivision street by the owners of these future lots.
Okay, structure. So is it going to be platted as a road or is it going to be platted as an easement?
It's going to be platted as a subdivision street.
Okay.